Hi, this is April with Holistic Horseworks, and this is all the amazing information that I want to share with you today.
Hi, this is Amy Callahan. I just joined April's team, and I'm really excited that we're going to be bringing all this information to you live. In this episode, April explains how she designed the home study program for all kinds of learners. She reminds us what to expect of our horses before and after a full session. She shares a very interesting real-life story of what happened when a student hard-tied her horse to a pole, and eventually how the program helped humans from that accident. When you designed your course, what were some of the things that you were thinking about for all of your students?
When people learn by different ways, watch, see, do, right? So I try to incorporate all that. So in the classes that I paid $1,000 or $2,000, you know, for a week to go fly to, no one gave me a workbook ahead of time. So you're trying to read and look through the workbook as she's giving you new information and just feeling so totally lost. And so that's why I try to give all my students all this information ahead of time, so that it's just like a reminder. They're like, oh yeah, I did read that, or oh yeah, I did hear that.
In addition to the workbook that has many photos and diagrams and additional information, what is the pivoting point for the home study program that makes it tangible?
A 1 hour video, and it's the best first one I made, where it's chapter by chapter. So you can just go to the chapter that you want to study, and it follows along the workbook, and it shows how to do defense posture and how to do the emotion coding and how to do Atlas and Axis. And I actually show how I put a whole 40 minute session together. My students were saying that it was taking 2 hours for them to do a horse because they were going back and forth, back and forth. And I show that you can put the release all on the horse, and then you can do the yin yang, the emotion code, and the defense posture all on one side of the horse before and bladder sweep, and then go to the other side and do defense posture and bladder sweep.
I'm a firm believer that if I'm thinking something, then someone else is also thinking the same thing. So there must be other people who have wanted to dive deeper as you did and learn more. Where can they do that?
The more people get intrigued by the blend of 8 or 10 different modalities, the more they want to learn. And they're like, oh my God, I had no idea what I was doing. And I put my hand on the horse's back and I said this stupid, silly thing 5 times. You are now releasing the trapped emotion of, you know, forlorn, you know, and the next one was, you know, abandoned. And all of a sudden my horse just went and settled. And it's like amazing. And they're like, oh, it worked. Had no clue what I was doing, but I'm going to keep going. I saw a reaction.
I'm laughing because the process often teaches us the lesson. And so if you don't try, you'll never get the lesson. You'll never get it. You haven't experienced it.
And the people that really want to dig into it, I tell them to join the member site, the paid member site for $250. I recorded day 1, 2, and 3 of both levels 1 and 2, the in-person stuff of everything I talk about that is not on DVDs anywhere. And it's only for people that are serious about taking it so they can get that information again and again and again. And because it's so intense, I did it in a 30-minute segment. So they can either watch the video in the classroom or just listen to the MP3. And the people that are really serious pay that $250. They get 2 free distance readings. They get level 1 and level 2 workbook to look at whether they bought my DVDs or not. And there's a bunch of stuff up in there, testimonials and recipes that we share. And there's no posts allowed like Facebook. So when you post something about, I had this gashing wound and I did what April said with the tea trail and the trace minerals, and oh my God, the wound just closed right up. And every day my horse has just been holding out the hind leg for me to fix it instead of kicking at me with wounds, you know, that when you pack a wound and it gets all icky and sticky and yellow green slime and it hurts. So my clients don't have that experience anymore. So you can go to the member site. It's like a where to go to while you're waiting for the vet. Mm-hmm. Versus colicking or gushing blood or whatever. And we put the tags in there so you can do wound care or hoof care or horses colicking and see the 5 or 10 suggestions of, you know, what to do. And a lot of people that live out in the country, it might be 3-4 hours till the vet gets there. So between that and my Horse 102 book, you know, the holistic alternatives, people say, yep, I opened the book. And 30 minutes later, I called the vet and said, don't need you. Thank you. You know, I still say while you're waiting for the vet, but when something happens to your horse, you're going to go into panic mode. So what have you learned from my workbook and video?
What I'm learning is there's a lot of steps. And there's a lot of detail for every step.
Watch the move on the video. Make a note on that checklist that reminds you of what the move is. So like I'll say defense posture with the two fingers way out here is like standing like Frankenstein and my shoulders were tired. And oh yeah, April said to rest my, so I always, that whole checklist and that blank space next to it is when you see the move, write something that helps you remember the move so that when you go down there, oh yeah, yin yang was that really weird thing with the hand up, you know, just something that helps you remember it. So I make the people get the workbooks out and say, okay, now go make notes on the 3 moves I showed you. Mm-hmm. So that when they go down the equine and winning checklist, it's that mnemonic thing. Oh yeah, got it. Because it really is the exact same pattern on every horse.
Right.
Every horse has all these issues. You just have to learn the pattern.
In the closing of work with the horse, you say the changes you have just put in motion with your session will continue to work its way through the horse for the next 24 to 72 hours. We always ask owners not to exercise the horse on the days leading up to the work. And then for another day or two after. My question on that was, how many days prior to a full session do you recommend that the horse not be worked?
Well, a lot of people just ride the horse and hand them over to us, but then you might be working on the compensation. So if the horse has had 2 days off, when I go to work on them, I get to find the deep underlying cause, what muscles haven't released, what is still too tight. Okay. And then, you know, it's not so much rider related, being heavier on the left leg and left stirrup, or what they were refusing, what the horse was refusing to do. So, you know, if first rib is out under right shoulder, the horse isn't going to want to take right lead canter and the trainer is going to think it's a weakness. So they're going to keep asking him to do right lead canter. So left shoulder and left hind are going to be tighter because of that. So I don't want to see that. I want to find all the original stuff of, you know, when they've had a day off of what is still tight. And then we change how the point of the shoulder, the elbow, the knee, the fetlock are all hitting the ground in my program, which changes the load on the tendon and suspensories. So the horse is learning they can have a bigger, freer stride. We say, don't leave them locked in a stall, turn them out, let them move. If you have to do something with them, play some mind games, you know, go up through little things, but no repetitive circles, no saddle, no rider. We just release the spine, the ribs, the fascia, the muscles, the joints and how they're loading. Give the horse 3 days of walking and moving to say, wow, it doesn't hurt when I try and pick up right leg counter. We turn them out after a session and they take off running in the arena and they'll do flying lead changes, left, right, stop, square in the corner every time, spin on the hind. Everyone's going, oh my God, my horse hadn't done that in 5 years. Because he couldn't and now he can, but that doesn't mean get all excited and go ride him tonight. That means let his body unwind and process the changes. And people, when they go to tack it up and ride it, they're like, it was a totally different horse. It's like I bought a new horse. You know, where's my cranky old one that pinned his ears and swished tail when I asked for a lead change? And Well, that was the horse talking to you that it was uncomfortable to do that. And that was you still telling him that they still had to do it anyway.
Oh, she's just being marish and bitchy. Uh-huh. And so would you be if someone kept telling you to do something that you already said it hurts if I do that. Mm-hmm. You know, you do have hormonal issues and you do have mood swing issues just like us, but Silver Lining Herbs has great products for marish issues and stuff. There's always something that can make it better than it is now. And the worst thing we can do is just say, oh, the horse has always been like that.
Yeah. Well, there's a reason.
Because the horse is always hurt there. So yeah, until you fix the area that hurts, it's not going to change.
So April, do you have any stories from your students where they experienced your program firsthand?
You know, we had a student in a class, and no matter how many times I told them, do not hard tie the horse to the corral panels that are loose and only tied to the posts with baling twine, this one person kept doing it. And all of a sudden something walked by in front of the horse and spooked the horse, and she shot backwards, the baling twine snapped. So now she's hard tied to a 10-foot corral panel. It's flying through the air through the horses and she's dragging it. And it hit one of the students in the head. And you know how head wounds are, bleed a lot. And so they took care of the horse and I took care of the student, and I sprayed the release on it. And all of this is in my book to immediately take down the trauma of the wound before you're going to get the big swelling. And then I did the Dynamite Liquid Trace Minerals straight in, which cauterizes the wound and stops bleeding. So then it immediately turns black and like a scab, but he's got blood everywhere in his hair. So then I'm having to wash to see where the wound really is, because it really coagulates all the blood. So you might have blood everywhere and the cut might only be like an inch long and an inch wide. So after I stopped the bleeding, then we hot packed it with the tea tree oil and trace minerals like I do for the horse's wound, and just slowly wash through his hair. I mean, we're laying in between pallets and hay. We're still out at the barn and his head is in my lap. And I'm like, do you trust me? He's like, yes. I said, okay. And we cleaned it all up and it was really small. And I did more release and more of the hot packing. And so that we'd stopped the bleeding, taken the immediate trauma down and cleaned it up. And then when he went to the local doctor, we're talking farm, you know, clinic down the road, and he was like, I'm just gonna staple you, and no local sedation. He just put 3 staples in the guy's head. I don't know if he was upset that we had taken care of it and didn't send him in with this guy dripping blood down his arm or something. And you could hardly even see it. There was hardly any swelling. That's what the dynamite release does. So his wife had come and took him just, you know, in case of concussion and all this and that. And he was back in class the next day. He says, I'm going to sit out. I'm not quite feeling 100%, but we're all looking at his wound. And because we got the dynamite release spray on it, immediately he didn't have the green, yellow bruises and the trauma and the swelling and the trace minerals turning it like black, like a day old scab. And everybody's like, wow, that looks like it's about 10 days old instead of happened yesterday. And then we were taking pictures of it going, oh, that cool, staples. So it's just nice to, you know, of course, out in the barn, you're not going to go to that member site, but that's in my Horse 102 book, what you want to get on the wound right away. So it's really nice to have those kind of tools and, you know, for people to have a place to go to, because everybody was like, oh my God, what do we do? I was like, come here. I have a little protocol to do on you if you trust me. And he's like, yep, I trust you.
Yeah.
It was a really good lesson on what to do for how not to hard tie horses to something. And what to immediately get on the wound, kind of in what steps.
Nothing like learning something the hard way.
And I think my Horse 102 book's only like $8 or $9 on Amazon. And I think you can get it in Kindle for like $4 or $5. So I have so many people that have that and they go, yep, I just opened the book and I followed the things. And then I just told the vet, he's pooping and farting and he's not colicking anymore. So what'd you do? Well, I went down this checklist. It said to have Banamine in the fridge at all times and to give that to him and to do butt tucks and belly lifts and pass the gas. And my horse is no longer rolling and biting in his sides and colicking, and he's back to eating, drinking, and pooping.
I'm just curious, how many of your students start applying this process for themselves and see their own health change and improve?
Well, it's interesting that you ask that, because my classes used to only be about the horses. There was nothing about people in them. And most of my clients are women and they're over 40 or 50 and they just got tired of spending money on bills, and it didn't fix their horse, injections and x-rays and this and that. And they finally had to say, okay, I just need to learn this myself. And then I'd say, great, you can help your whole community. And they go, no, I don't have any energy and I hurt and I can barely lift my shoulders. And I'm like, okay, great. Now I gotta teach them. We're gonna work on them. So that's what made the classes a little bit overwhelming, is because we're actually working on the students, even in the home study, where's your vitality and you need to detox and you need to clear emotions. And I actually have a YouTube video on how to release your own first rib, which is all our posture issues. And what makes women become easy keeper is as our shoulders come forward and the weight of the bras and our posture on our phone and driving and compressing our thyroid and our diaphragm. And so it's a whole thing of how do you get rid of yeast, candida, and parasites? Really easy. Just take this, you know, oregano oil and a gel cap. Boom, gone. Really? It's that easy? I spent $7,000 on parasite detox. I'm like, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
And you still keep getting parasites. Did your naturopath doctor ask you what you do for a living? No. But you kept getting reinfected? Yes. Okay, so what do you do for a living? Oh, I work on Amish horses out in the barns. Is there any hot soapy water to wash your hands? No. Do you touch your phone and eat your lunch with those hands? Yes. Do you rub your eyes with those hands? Yes. Okay.
Bacteria overload.
Well, and the worms too, because, you know, an Amish barn, no electricity, no hot water, nowhere to really clean your hands. But it was letting people know that you go pet your dog or your horse and you touch your phone and your keys and your steering wheel. So all my students go and they wash their steering wheels and they wipe off their phone. And we use the miracle spray recipe that I made up in the class. And you can spray that on your hands to disinfect it. So especially between one horse and another horse, if they have skin issues, it's nice to be able to have something in the barn. And there's just, so I kind of teach a lazy man's way to better health. There's easier, simpler ways to get straight to the point. You know, you're not assimilating nutrition. Okay, let's pull out what's blocking the receptor sites. Oh, that was $35 and it didn't even have a bad flavor. Right. Now let's work on your posture. What do I got to do that? You got to lay on a book on the floor for 10 minutes a day. Alexander technique. Oh, I can do that too. What's next? You want to get rid of the carvings for the cravings for the carbs, you know, the bagels and the breads and the starches. That's your yeast, candida, and parasites saying, feed me, feed me. So we teach that to muscle test, and they'll put like 6 or 7 drops of oregano oil. We use the doTERRA oils that say that they're okay for internal consumption in a gel cap. And with a little bit of food, I tell people not banana and nuts, something like a piece of, you know, bread or something or a meal to keep it down. And they're like, I don't even have any cravings in 24 hours. Yes, because you killed the yeast, candida, and parasites that said, feed me, feed me. Instead of a week or two of, oh my God, I got to do cod liver oil and wheatgrass and I can't have my favorite foods and I need to suffer. So yeah, I teach the lazier, easier, smarter way to better health that saves on your budget.
Thank you, April, for another great episode of captivating stories, to say the least, but just tangible understanding of the program you've put together and why it's so helpful to so many people and their horses.
So everyone, thank you for being here with us on this recorded call. We will be doing live calls in future and be taking live questions. For now, you can contact April with any concerns you may be having with your horse. April@holistichorseworks.com. I always love hearing from you guys. And please check out all the free information on my YouTube channel, Holistic Horseworks, as well as my free ebook at horseacademy101.com, and share that with all your friends, please, so that we can help more horses everywhere. Looking forward to sharing more information with you in future. Thank you for being here.